Across Africa, 2.4 million refugees in 22 countries depend on regular food aid from United Nations agencies. The World Food Programme says the ration cuts are taking their heaviest toll in Chad, Central African Republic and South Sudan, all with reductions of up to 60% that affect nearly 500,000 refugees. 65,000 refugees in Liberia and Burkina Faso have had their daily supplies cut by up to 50%. In total, nearly 1 million refugees in Africa face a bleak future. Etherine Cousin is WFP Executive Director.
In the DRC, we are at the dire point of a complete pipeline break by September if we do not receive additional resources. What that means in the DRC is that 30,000 people will not receive food assistance.
In South Sudan, conflict has cut off road and river access to some of the camps, forcing WFP to use costly airlifts and further depleting available funds.
We have had erratic access to the resources that are necessary since January of this year, which has resulted in those refugees that we are serving in Maban, 1 month having their rations cut by half, another month having their rations cut by a third, another month having their rations receiving a full ration.
According to UNHCR, the number of crises around the world is far outpacing the level of funding for humanitarian operations, and vulnerable refugees in critical operations are falling through the cracks. This has resulted in increased school dropouts among refugee children, exploitation and abuse of women, including early marriage of girls. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, says the situation is unacceptable.
It is absolutely essential that the international community understands that we are facing an extraordinary, dramatic situation with humanitarian needs increasing exponentially. It's not that donors have been forgetting UNHCR or WFP. The truth is that the multiplication of crises we are witnessing in 2014 and the fact that Africa is to a certain extent a forgotten continent has created a situation indeed we are facing for the refugees in Africa, a food security crisis. And this food security crisis needs to be addressed, and the way to address it is to provide to the World Food Programme the additional resources that the World Food Programme needs to re-establish a normal support to refugees in Africa in relation to their food requirements.
He says in addition to urging donor governments to fully fund the refugee food pipeline, WFP and UNHCR are also encouraging African governments to provide refugees with agricultural plots, grazing land, working rights and access to local markets to promote greater self-sufficiency among the refugees. Patrick Maigua, United Nations, Geneva.